This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on efforts of the government to ensure transparency in exams. The participants are Professor Kamakoti Veeranathan, Director, IIT Madras, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor.
From school-leaving CBSE examinations to national-level competitive exams, stories and scams relating to paper leaks have hounded the credibility of the nation's examination system. The ripples of a compromised examination system at the national level have far-reaching consequences. The meritorious don't get chosen, and mediocrity can dominate the country's professional workspace. Well, today we are going to be in conversation with Professor Kamakoti Veeranathan, Director, IIT Madras, and we'll be talking about the government's efforts to bring about transparency in the examination system. Professor Kamakoti, welcome to the program, sir.
Namaste.
With the centralization of competitive examinations, there is the probability of even small centers of academic excellence, and you're teaching in one, you're the director of one, getting compromised on quality. So first of all, a general question, do you think there is a need to examine the examination system?
So let me just give you a little small background of why these examinations are important, because this determines the career of the student, and no doubt that these examinations need to be conducted in a fair and transparent manner. India as a country, we had been conducting some of the largest examinations, right, in terms of numbers. And till last year, the same NTA had conducted NEET, they have conducted JEE at mains. This year they have conducted JEE mains. There are more than a million students, right? And NEET, of course, 2 million students. It's very unfortunate that there is a question paper leak that has been unearthed and it has been reported. So this is bad, because as you had mentioned, if this will promote mediocrity, and meritorious students will get affected, because all these competitive examinations, it also not only depends on how well a candidate performs, but also how well the other candidates perform, because it's all relative ranking. So this is very, very important. Now, coming to this point of what you had mentioned, yes, the point is that robust examination systems do exist in our country. For example, IITs, we have been conducting JEE Advanced for quite some time now. We have already crossed 6 decades, and very rarely we have landed up with these type of scenarios. The protocols are very, very important. There are 3 important aspects for which a committee has been constituted by the central government today to examine this. One is the process. So right from how a candidate applies, how a question paper is set, how a question paper is printed, or how it is deployed in a server in case of online examinations, how the examination is conducted, how the answer keys are evaluated, how they are put in the net for the students to appeal back, and then how the results are declared and the admission process. So this entire sequence need to be carefully examined, and wherever there was a leak has to be arrested. So this is the process. The second thing is, of course, the data security protocols, which are extremely important, because the question paper, after it is set by paper setter, actually goes through several places. It first resides in a hard disk with somebody who is responsible, and then it goes to a press, or it goes to a IT agency where, in case of online examinations. So by the time it gets disseminated on the day of the examination, the question paper is in different forms at different places, and everywhere, each place, there must be some owner responsible for it, and there must be certain protocol which stops from any leakage at that point. That is very, very important. And to implement this process and this protocol, we need an organogram, a setup which will perfectly, with military discipline, these processes followed and the protocols are maintained. So these 3 are going to be the mandate of the committee that has been constituted by the central government under the headship of Dr. Radhakrishnan. And I'm sure they will come out with all the experience they have. The other members also have. We have the former director of AIIMS. We have a professor from IIT Madras. We have a professor from IIT Delhi, and then Central University of Hyderabad. I think they will surely come out with this protocol and this responsibility.
Professor Kamakoti, the Union government has also notified that the Public Examinations Prevention and Unfair Means Act 2024, and this came into operation with effective June 21st. Though this current conversation of this current paper leak is not coming under the ambit, because I think this happened on June 19th. Now, we'd like to understand from you that we keep talking of transparency. If you could help us understand what really do we understand and mean by transparency, because examinations have to strike a fine balance between transparency and confidentiality?
See, confidentiality in the case of an examination is the question paper should not be made available till that starting of the examination. That is the biggest confidentiality. Transparency essentially means that after a student writes the examination, we know if it is an online or offline examination, we know at least 2 to 3 weeks are given wherein the student is basically shown the answer script and said, this is the way we have evaluated you. Now, if you have any issues on this, you can appeal back to us. So that is number one. So that every student knows why he or she has got that marks. And that is very, very important today. And that is happening. Even NTA does it. In case of JEE Mains, it's happening. And in case of JEE Advanced also, we do. And in case of NEET also, it's going to happen. So that is one. After that, the results are declared and the marks are put. And based on that, the ranking is happening. And then courses are allocated. And for each of these courses, the opening and closing ranks are put. So a student really knows why he or she has landed up with this particular course in this particular institute. And it is directly mapped to these ranks. So that way, the transparency is basically ensured here. And for each of the questions that are put there, an answer key is also put on the web today. So it's stating that this is the answer, this is the correct answer. And now you see you have marked this answer. This is not correct, so you are not given marks or given negative marks. And this is the answer. So based on that, you are given this mark. So this is how the transparency is established. And this has been done in all the examinations conducted by NTA and also JEE Advanced that IITs conduct. And also other examinations like AIIMS and JIPMER, they also conduct some examinations. I'm sure this is being maintained. So this is what we mean by transparency here.
How do you think we can leverage technology to ensure that the conduct of these exams remains fair and honest? Because I think that's somewhere in terms of this issue, which has also now come up now, this scam, is about the conduct and confidentiality of when the papers reached there, who got it, who had access to it before the required time. So keeping all that in mind, can technology help us further?
So some of the things that we do in place is that we take care of when the question paper is set. These question papers will not be stored as plain text, but it will be stored as an encrypted file for which the password for decryption will be known only to some certain people who are responsible for the confidentiality of the question paper. And this is a technology now which is in place. So that way we ensure that these files get open only in the presence of people who have the password or the key to actually open that file. That is a very important thing. And today we have very strong encryption algorithms which can ensure that nobody can break it also. So that means whenever the question paper is opened, somebody who has the key will be present there, and that person can ensure that the other people who are going to see the question paper, they will have a clear view of who can see the question paper. So this is very, very important. And unless this is implemented rigorously, then the chances of a question paper leak can be that. This is one step. The second step today is when we talk about transparency, say 10 or 15 years before, we may not have the capacity to put all the answer keys and give an appeal. So today, IT has developed so much and we have enough bandwidth, etc. Today, storage is also very high. That 2 million, 3 million answer scripts we can put on a server and tell the students, oh, you can log in now, you see, and this is the mark. So the transparency to be implemented.
Professor Kamakoti, yeah, we'd like to draw your attention to the evaluation. Two things. One is your view on digital evaluation for increased transparency. And the second is accountability for evaluators and their traceability. How will that help?
See, many of the both online examination and let us take NEET UG, it was on this optical response sheets where the candidates bubble A, B, C, D or whatever. Now, this entire scanned ORS displayed back to the student, right? And the student also has a copy of it. So the student can see for himself, the parents can also see and find out that this is the mark that is given to this particular question. This mark has been given because the answer given is same, so it's correct, then you give some full marks. And if the answer is wrong, then they get these negative marks. So this is the transparency today, and I think that's the best and that's the maximum we can do. And this is today implemented in many of the examinations. So that is, the parents will know very surely why the kid has got this mark. The student will also know why they have been given this mark. I think this is the best transparency which can be ensured.
You earlier spoke about data security protocol. Do tell us a little more about this, because for many of us and for many parents whose children are also going into the exam and including the candidates themselves, a lot of what you had shared with us today is not available. That information is not available anywhere. How are they corrected? What is it? What are the checks and balances? So it would be really useful for us to understand from you, what really is this data security protocol?
So data security protocol is about the question paper. So the question paper is set at some point, and then the complete question paper is now either printed in the case of offline examinations, in which case it has to go to a security press and it needs to get printed there. Or if it is an online examination, it has to be given to a server. It has to be hosted in a server, and when the candidate logs in, it should be made available. So from the point where the question paper is completed and it is made into a one soft file till it is basically disseminated either through print, hard printing, or through the server, the stages where this question paper goes, and at each stage who is responsible, who can see the paper, who cannot see the paper, at every stage who is accountable for this maintaining the secrecy of that paper, these are constitute what we call as the data security protocol. So at every stage, the paper is first with some chairman or somebody, some ex. After it is getting sent, he will, he or she will be responsible for it. After that, it goes to a press. The press must be responsible for it. So there will be a lot of background check done about that place which is printing this, so that there is a correct thing that it doesn't leak out from the press. After that, it is getting packed. I'm talking about offline examination like NEET. So it is getting packed and put into some very strong package material. And these materials are signed, and that signature must be verified at different stages. So every time that question paper moves from one spot to another spot, it will be in some sealed cover, and the seal will be checked. And somebody will certify that they have checked all the seals and it is in correct form. So these records, these trails will be maintained so that if there is a leak, then these records and trails will be checked backward and it can find out where the leak could have happened.
So I think this is an assurance going out to people to say, you know, we have a robust system. There has been a breach. A committee has been set up. Acts have been passed. The Public Examinations Act is now coming into force. Deterrents are being put in place. But by and large, not to start mistrusting the system. Are we right in thinking that?
Well, I think students should have a lot of confidence on the system. Examinations will be there. Examinations have to be done. Otherwise, there's no way by which any admission can happen in our country. Till now, it has been doing fine. Very unfortunate that this has happened. But one point, that this has come to light. If it has not come to light, this completely, if it has some reason it has not come to light, then merit would take a backseat.
That would be a tragedy. You're
mediocracy can, it would have been a bigger tragedy. Of course, there is tension. There are 2.1 million students who have written NEET UG. That's what I get as a news. Of course, their parents, everybody would have been in confusion. This has happened. But in future, to avoid such things, these proactive actions, especially these four actions which the government has taken now, I'm sure is going to basically lay a very strong foundation so that these things do not recur. And very important is the outcome of the CBI investigation, because the real, real important thing in this whole thing is to find out where did it leak from. So if that is found out and that is arrested, I think the job is almost 99% done. And then it's all then matter of implementing certain protocols. I'm sure CBI will come out with a very clear-cut answer of how this leak has happened.
Professor Kamakoti Vizhinathan, thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to a discussion on efforts of the government to ensure transparency in exams. The participants were Professor Kamakoti Vizhinathan, Director, IIT Madras, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.